No one likes to feel stuck, especially by your cloud. But the IBM cloud is the most open and secure public cloud for business. It can manage all your apps and data anywhere. Smart loves problems. IBM, let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/flexible.
This is The Sporting Life on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Here's Jeremy Schapp.
This past week, E60 kicked off its 12th season on ESPN. The show goes back to 2007. For most of its history, it was a monthly show, but for the last 2 years, it's been a weekly show on Sunday mornings, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, hosted by yours truly and that guy, Bob Lee, who's taken a long vacation. He calls it a sabbatical. It's really a vacation. He says he's coming back on April 1st. I'm not holding my breath. We welcome to the show now. It's always interesting when you get to interview your boss, the executive producer of E60, a man who's won about 47 National Sports Emmy Awards, but who's counting? My good friend Andrew Tennant. Andy, how are you?
Hello, Jeremy. I'm holding my breath.
Speak into the microphone, okay? I know this isn't what you normally do, but why don't we speak into the microphone? Let's make this easy for the producers, okay? I know you're a visual guy. It's a visual medium, television. E60 is about production values, but this is audio. E60 is back. This past week in the season premiere, we had a story about Parkland, about Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, and its football team trying to cope in the aftermath of the horrific school shooting that took place a year ago this week on February 14, 2018. That was a story that in many ways is emblematic of what E60 has done. Sure, it's a story about sports, but it's also not a story about sports. It's also a story that required a full year's worth of reporting and producing from Martin Kotabashian in particular. I was the reporter, but most of the work is, as is usually the case, and you'd be the first to say that, is done by the producer. Obviously, there was an anniversary this week, but why did E60 choose to tell this story about Parkland?
I think for us, it's about, yes, we work for a sports network. Yes, we're a sports show, but, you know, our responsibility is to go out there and find stories that are compelling and are just about life, where there's a lesson to be learned, where there's, you know, something that provides the next chapter to a story. You know, I think at a certain point, the coverage of the Parkland Stoneman Douglas mass shooting ended. And, you know, so
people moved on. The cameras went away. The story, I mean, there was still coverage, obviously, because many students have been politically active since then. But on the ground in Parkland, when the cameras go away, a lot of coverage goes away.
Yeah, and, they weren't in the headlines anymore. And, for us, it was about, you know, telling the longer story. You know, what is the next chapter? And, you know, what was the sports angle for us? And, you know, here's a football coach, you know, who gave his life, you know, to try and save children. Here's another football coach who on one day, in an instant, lost his assistant coach, also lost his boss, the athletic director, who were both killed in the mass shooting. And, you know, we wanted to sort of tell the story of those relationships, but we also wanted to tell the story of, you know, of strength, a story of courage, a story of how do you move on? You know, how do you, you know, take these kids and, you know, push forward in the aftermath of something as horrific as that? Mm.
We're speaking with Andy Tennant, the executive producer of E60, which returned on Sunday to ESPN1 at 9 o'clock Eastern Time for its 12th season. And as I said earlier, the show has evolved from, you know, 12 to 15 shows a year. You could find them in prime time. We never knew exactly when they were going to be on, when the season was going to take place. Was it going to be during football season, not during football season? Now we have a regular schedule, as we have had for the last couple of years. We're on every Sunday morning on ESPN1 when football is not being played, and we're on ESPN2 every Sunday morning when football is being played. So now we're in the heart of it since the Super Bowl 2 weeks ago. How did the move from primetime to Sunday morning change the way you think about what the show should be?
That's a great question. I mean, I think for us, it was really always about having a consistent time slot. You know, I think when we were in prime time, and often following SportsCenter, we were leading shows with our signature profiles of the biggest athletes in sports, you know, bringing our fans up close and personal, to these big stars in a way that, you know, they weren't being brought by our traditional studio shows. So, and that's really how, you know, we differentiate ourselves from the rest of ESPN and also, you know, from most of the sports shows that are out there. When we moved to Sunday mornings, it was like we finally had the answer to the age-old question for us is, I love the show, I just have no idea when it's on. And so the fact that we're on in some capacity, whether it's ESPN 1 or ESPN 2 on a Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, you know, it's just, for us, it's a great way for people to wake up and to be told a great story that's going to set the tone for the rest of their day or for the rest of their week. And, you know, I think we really wanted to focus on, you know, who is the audience on a Sunday morning versus who is the audience in a prime time during the week? And, you know, what are the metrics telling us? Who are the demos out there? And, you know, I don't want to dive too deep into that.
But I don't even know what that means.
It did force us to rethink the show a lot about, you know, what was going on Sundays, what's going on that we can set the tone for the week. Also, you know, what just provides great content that complements SportsCenter, which is on both before us and after us on Sundays.
Speaking with Andy Tennant, the executive producer of E60, and I got to say, you know, we go back a long way. We worked on pieces as reporter and producer 20 years ago, and if you did, I'm not going to get into any specifics that might be embarrassing to you, and you made some bad decisions about how little camera time you gave me. Some things never change. But, you know, we considered ourselves lucky back then if we got 7 minutes for a piece. That was long in TV terms. Mm-hmm. And somehow, counterintuitively, the conventional wisdom being that the attention span of the audience gets smaller and smaller over time, and digital distractions, you know, have made it harder to keep people's attention, all that. Our stories now, we do 20-minute stories all the time. We do half-hour shows on single topics all the time, hours pretty frequently as well. There was a time when people said, that's too long for TV. How did that philosophy evolve where there's almost no limit to the time allotted to a story?
Listen, I've said this before. I think 30 for 30 was the game changer. In fact, you know, you asked how, you know, what was the most significant change between primetime and Sunday morning, you know, and a lot of it is the length of the pieces. You know, we go more in depth. We dive deeper into these stories and into these characters. Because we're on every week. But also, you know, I think, look, when the show was, you know, the idea for the show was originally being developed, you know, a lot of executives here were saying, you know, more stories, shorter stories, you know, look it, within that hour to get like six or seven stories at like 6 to 8 minutes. Because of the attention span that you were speaking of. And, you know, then 30 for 30.
And we figured out it's really just the executive's attention span.
There we go. That's right. But then, you know, 30 for 30 came along and, you know, they were telling stories longer than anybody else at ESPN. And, you know, the response was overwhelming. And we started to look at ourselves as storytellers and say, you know, maybe we don't have this right. Maybe shorter isn't better. Maybe longer is better. And so, you know, we really spent a lot of time rethinking things, considering the success that our colleagues there had. And, you know, and I think it's really been a game changer. It's had such a significant impact, not only on how we tell stories, but on how, you know, everyone tells stories across the board in sports.
We're speaking with Andy Tennant, the executive producer of E60, which is on, of course, every Sunday morning at 9 Eastern time on ESPN. It's 12th season just underway. Last week, with stories about Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, about Bob Costas and his removal from the Super Bowl last year, a fascinating story, conversation with Mark Fanruwata. There's a lot coming up this year. There's a lot coming up this season. But more important than just promoting the show, which is kind of the conceit here, I want to ask you, there's some talented people on the show. There's some great reporters. There's some great producers. Who's the best reporter on the show?
Bob Lee.
Bob doesn't report.
Sorry,
he's a co-host.
Yeah, that's why he had to take a sabbatical. He needed to reflect.
It's not a sabbatical.
On his greatness.
He is not a professor.
He needed to take 6 months.
He's a TV host. He's a very capable, very talented, very brilliant. But I keep telling him, it's not a sabbatical if you're not a professor. It's a vacation.
Well, you know, considering he's now giving the commencement speech at Seton Hall. In May, I mean, you know, I think is there an honorary degree that goes along with
that? He says there isn't, but I don't believe him. He's not showing up if they're not giving him some kind of degree. You know, we should have him on next week to talk about this, but that was very adeptly handled. I'm impressed. Andrew Tennant is the executive producer of E60, back every Sunday morning on ESPN 1 at 9 Eastern time. Andy, thank you for keeping me on the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeremy. Was in any way this better than a Harvard-Cornell hockey game?
I didn't play, obviously. I just watched those games.
You
those were
see
awesome.
His reaction guys, when Cornell beats Harvard on the ice.
Don't say that. We work for some Harvard guys, don't we?
I'm Jeremy Schapp, and you can listen to new editions of The Sporting Life every Saturday and Sunday morning on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, beginning at 6 a.m. Eastern Time.